What did you do with the cabbage?
Well, cabbage would keep so long. Make slaw or anything like that. And you can boil them and fry them down, and they're good that way.
Yeah, I like it that way. Did you ever cook the tops, like turnips and mustard and things?
Oh, sure.
What thing did you have for that?
Well, that's called soup. You could call it tomato soup or whatever kind of soup you were going to make.
When you cut the tops, it's like the tops of turnips?
Well, you could put...
The green.
Just what you mean the green. Wife might tell you more.
Okay, you know, your turnips. Did you ever eat the tops of the turnip greens and stuff?
Well, that was salad.
Oh, that was salad, okay.
Turnip salad, then you had your turnips come under the ground.
Right.
Then you raise peanuts.
Oh.
They grow on the ground.
Did you raise them just for your own use? Or
oh, yeah.
You didn't feed them to the pigs or anything, huh?
Oh, no. We parts those things, eat them during the winter. We'd have what called a several come to your home and would have a peanut parching. Parch a big pan full of two, you know, and sit around and talk, eat peanuts.
Did you ever cook them any other way?
Oh, yeah. They boiled them.
Boiled them.
Yeah, a lot of folks like to boil. Well, we have most always just cooked ours the other way, just parched. That's what's called parched peanuts.
And how were they cooked?
Well, you put them in a pan, you have to see, you pull them off the vine, let them dry out. Then just put them in a pan and put them in the oven. And when they get where the peanut would husk, the little husk would come off, that's when you could tell they were done. And take them out, cool them, and you sit down, crack your peanuts, eat them.
Sounds good. That was the only way I knew that you could fix them. I had never heard of boiled peanuts.
Oh yeah, you can put them in water and boil them, and put salt in them, and have salted boiled peanuts, and they were good.
I do enjoy them now, but I thought it was just something I had never heard of.
Yeah, you put them in big pot of water and pour it in there and just boil them till they got done, got soft, you know. And a lot of people eat raw peanuts. It says eat them raw, parched, or boil them.
I much prefer them parched, I think. Okay.
And we always raised have a sweet potatoes. Now, where you did that, when you raised them, then the frogs come along and kill your mind. Then you'd take a middle vest and go and climb up. Then you would pick them up. Then you'd heal them to keep them through the winter. What you do there to make that heal, you make your bed, say, around about 4 foot in diameter. Then you take pine straw and put it lay down. Then you'd take these corn stalks. You go out and cut your corn stalks and set them up right beside the tater just like this. That would make a heel. Then you'd take dirt and put all around that corn. That's to keep. Then you'd put a tin tub over top with a cap. Keep the water run down in there. Then when you got ready to go get a tater heel, you just go there and dig your hole in the side, reach your hand and then pull out, then you won't. And take your sand and put back up in that hole and stuff it back there. Then if that become a hot day or something, you'd take that tub off the top where they could get air, where they wouldn't sweat and rot. So that way you could keep potatoes all through the winter.
All winter,
yeah.
That way.
Come out and get you a big old pan of potatoes, put them in the stove and bake them. Have butter and potato.
Really good
then
that way.
Then make potato pudding. I used to love it better than anything. You grated your taters and made a pudding out of it. It was delicious.